because, you know, the family stayed, mm-hmm. you know, mother and father, and they had a home place. And they didn't move around as much back then as they do now. Mm-hmm. Right now, there's areas more transit than ever. Yeah. And you have a lot of people coming in from all over the United States and foreign countries even. And it's more transient now with different states as well as different countries. Mm-hmm. And you hardly ever saw that, you know, when I was growing up in the Roswell area.
Do you remember anybody coming in from out of town being a big deal at all? Do you remember that ever happened?
Well, they did come in, but, you know, there wasn't that many of them. Mm-hmm.
Do people talk about it though? Is it like, do you hear
well,
who came to town
and
who's new?
Oh, yeah, they were strangers. But, you know, the cities were so small, you actually knew just about everybody.
Yeah. So. Is there a certain amount of time it takes before you're actually considered a Roswellian, like someone from Roswell? Do you have to, you think, live here a certain amount of time, or can you claim it if you just moved in?
I think nowadays they just claim, you know, okay, I'm from Roswell, you know, because. If you took a census, I think now, there will be very few native Roswellian people that are still in the area.
Just by sheer number, it's almost impossible at this point.
Mm-hmm. So, I for one practically am a native for the area. Mm-hmm. As far as someone calling themselves, I'm from Roswell, I think nowadays, you know, if you move into any place, you know, you can say, well, I'm from so-and-so, but I also have previously lived in another area, and you say where it was. And a lot of people have to say, you know, man, I can't count on my hands and toes how many places I've been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
To go back a little bit, when you were in school, was it school integrated? Did you have African-American students in school with you?
There was not at that time. They just weren't there. There wasn't that many in the area.
Were you aware of the community at all, the African American community area? Did you
I knew of there were blacks in the area. Mm-hmm. But they had their own schools. Mm-hmm. And they went to their special schools, you know, but that was before integration, you know. The integration came along after World War II. Started really getting into that. But there wasn't any integration at that time. But there were blacks in the area. Mm-hmm. In Roswell, there was a couple of different areas in Roswell that there were blacks there. And a lot of them worked for white people in the area. Mm-hmm. And some of the women, you know, some of the white people had colored maids that came in and help with the household chores, mm-hmm. and do washing and kitchen work, and even were nannies to some of the young kids, you know.
Yeah. When integration was happening, do you remember any tension or any, in the area, was there tension between when it was happening, or was it?
Well, I wasn't aware of anything when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. Later on, after World War II, when everything started, you know, the pushes, I call it, you know, the black groups started pushing for integration. Mm-hmm. That's when the tension came up between people, mm-hmm. because of the way they acted about it. Mm-hmm. So the black movements created the tension. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the whites creating the tension, but they responded.
Do you feel like there was that tension in Roswell, or do you think that was more of a national
tension? It was overall. It wasn't just Roswell. Mm-hmm.
The other community in the area that got some people out is the mill community. Were you aware of the mill and what it was doing?
In the early 40s and 50s, that was an area.